guaranteed you that your premium wouldn't increase. Premiums have been going up.
The president guaranteed me I could keep my doctor.
And now, buckle up for the fastest hour in radio. The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
Here, the blob that's slowly covering the country. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. I'm here with radio legend in his own mind, Lee Burr. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Good
and
to see you.
Thank you for having me on the Morning Mayor Show today. I'm very pleased to be on there. I like talking to you guys, and I feel welcome, sort of,
sure.
Kind of. But how was your Christmas?
It was a good one.
Really?
Always is.
What did you get?
Got a big family, and it's always a great time to be with them.
So you were here in town then?
No, went to St. Louis.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Part of it was in town. But, yeah,
cool.
Most.
What did Santa get you?
Some underwear.
Underwear for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got socks. I got happy socks.
Happy socks?
My girlfriend, Lisa, and... Bowser! I got it right this week. Thank goodness. She got me happy socks, and I didn't want to wear them. And I'm wearing them now. I don't feel any happier, though. I think it's false advertising. And I feel the same as before. I don't feel unhappy. Anyways, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. Forget the small talk here, but, you know, this is coming close to the deadline when people are going to find out whether or not they have actually lost their health insurance, and if they had applied or enrolled into Obamacare, somehow gotten that done, whether or not the insurance companies have picked it up, and what's going to happen with this ever-changing law that Obama seems to be throwing like you would throw a frisbee at these dogs that rapidly catch these things and drop them, you know? I mean, he's changing the law every day. I mean, every day. And what is he doing? He's changing the law directly from what the Republicans, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, were seeing in the first place. You know, first they tried to defund it, which would have been the smartest thing, and repeal it, but that not happening, they said, well, you need to at least take the individual mandate, and you have to delay it like you've delayed all these other mandates for big business and for small business now. And he didn't do it. He's dug in his heels. And sure, what did he do by executive fiat? He limits the mandates. He says, all right, well, if you're not covered, you can go back and get one of those crappy insurance plans that he's made the insurance companies drop. All right, how they're going to do this is amazing. He is bankrupting this country. And now they're finding new taxes in this thing. There are like 20 new taxes. About 10 of them are going to come in 2014, another 10 in 2015. And then you got the problem is people aren't signing up. More people objected to the treatment of Doug Dynasty's Phil Robertson in 24 hours than have signed up in 3 months on Obamacare. You know, when you're dealing with things like health care, versus objecting to some kind of a war overseas where, you know, you say, hey, you know, hell no, we won't go, something like that. I mean, okay, that's fine. Now, most people are not directly involved in the fighting of that war. Now, they may know somebody or they may not. But, you know, it's a much less personal thing than health care. Everybody has health care or knows about health care. Or has problems with health care, or were satisfied with their previous plans. And now you got people who are going to be at the whim of either an insurance company or a president who can't follow his own law as to whether or not they live or die, as to whether or not they go bankrupt. As bad as the plan was, and it wasn't all that bad because 80% of the American people liked insurance. And they like their plans, and they like their doctors, and they like their hospitals. And the president told them, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, period. And it'll cost you $2,500 a family less in premiums. They were all blatant lies. Now, I don't understand it. Did this guy understand that maybe he was just clueless. That, well, I mean, he had to know at a certain point he was going to catch up to him, don't you think, Lee?
I agree.
You know, I don't understand. Why would he do that? I mean, why weren't his people saying, Mr. President, you know, that's not quite true. I mean, they had to know. They all knew. Somebody knew that this was going to happen. Back in 2009, maybe he didn't know, which shows a level of incompetence that's incredible.
I don't think he knew. I don't think he wanted to know.
Well, here's the problem. We have the president that doesn't want to be president. He just wants to run around the country and, you know, raise money. He's very good at that, by the way. Very good at that. But, you know, you look at his foreign policy. And by the way, if you want to call the show, I'm having fun talking by myself. But you know what? I'd love to hear what you think. Yeah, I've got a question for you all. Would you rather be happy or right? Lee, what do you think? Would you rather be happy or right?
That's a good question.
Think about that for a while. Get back to me.
I will get back to you. That's a good question.
Yeah. I'd rather be right. I couldn't be happy living wrong.
That's true. I have to agree with you on that.
I mean, happiness is subject to the things that we know that that happen that are right, aren't they?
I mean,
who are you fooling?
That's a good definition.
If you're living a lie, who are you fooling?
Only yourself.
Yeah, but about, I did a poll, and I had, you know, 60, 70 responses. It's a non-political, really, question. And about 80% of them said they'd rather be happy.
Well, George Costanza said it once. My whole life was a lie.
Okay.
So maybe people choose to live like that, and being happy is a lie.
Well, what did he celebrate? What was the holiday he celebrated?
Festivus
for the rest of us.
Kramer and his dad celebrated. He didn't celebrate. But no, I mean, it's a good question.
Hey, we have our first caller, and because you are the first caller, Lee Burr will be over at your house to clean up after the Christmas mess. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marianna from Dixon.
Hi, Marianna. What's going on with you?
Well, I was listening to your logic, and according to your logic, if you're happy, you're right, and then you don't have to be tense about being right because you're happy.
Okay, come again. Say that one more time, because I'm a little slow this morning.
You weren't right.
Yeah.
So, if you're happy, you're right, and you don't have to be tense about being right all the time because you're happy.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good enough for me. You're very deep. She was very deep. You know that. That's a philosopher right there. You want to call the show and be a star in the show, like Marianne over there, and from Dixon, call 364-0800 or
364-0800 or star KTDR on your 18th signal.
Yeah, what's something wrong?
I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else.
Oh, well.
If you want to be happy for the rest of your life,
yeah,
Marianne.
By the way,
ugly woman, your wife.
By the way, go to DaveWeinbaum.com, WEINBAUM, where you will find Danica with a private message to Lee. All you got to do is click on the pictures of all of these nice people that spread my material around the internet. That's people like Candace Lanier, who, by the way, is published my column, which is if a president breaks his own law 15 times, why should we obey it? Now that column is on DaveWeinbaum.com, and it's on Jewish World Review. .com and on Frontlines, that's Candace Lanier's excellent blog site. So look on that and let me know what you think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? I'm thinking maybe civil disobedience here, at the least. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Rolla.
Hi, Steve. What's going on, man?
Just about being happy and being right?
Yeah.
They go hand in hand. If you're right, you're going to be happy. If you're wrong, you know you're wrong, and there's a tension that's internal that goes along with that.
Why did 80% of the people, though, say they'd rather be happy than right? I'm curious.
Well, I think we've come to a generation of people that believe they deserve something. They're owed something.
Yeah, that could be.
Instead of having to go out and work for it.
Well, you wouldn't think that the people answering my poll on my website would be those people, but, you know, you never know. Anyways, thanks for the call. We're going to take a little break here. If you want to call the show after the break, 364-0800 or...
Star KATTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Now, that's more like the Lee I've come to know and love. There you go right there. All right, we're going to take a break, and listen to me. I've got a lot of sponsors, all right? These are patriots. I want you to spend your money with these people, okay? They are putting their money where my big mouth is, and believe me, I appreciate it, and I would ask you all to do me a favor, if you got a choice, you know, bring your money and spend it with the people that advertise on this show. This show is going places, believe it or not, and it's going to happen, and it's going to happen soon. And yes, we will have the contest that Lee keeps and rightfully so. Saying, why haven't you done, why haven't you done it yet? I didn't bring it up. It's going to happen. Well, you did the last show. You did on the Morning Mayor show. I know you were going to do it. There's no doubt in my mind. This is a preemptive attack
false
right here.
False promises.
No, stop it. It's not false until it doesn't happen. Mm. Anyways, this is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
No!
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG. Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, Vidya wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices and not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor can make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your...
Eat great and save with the new dollar menu and more at McDonald's. Now you can enjoy even more with the brand new dollar menu items. Introducing the new Bacon McDouble, the Barbecue Ranch Burger, or one of the delicious chicken sandwiches like Buffalo Ranch McChicken, the Bacon Buffalo Ranch McChicken, or the Bacon Cheddar McChicken. Saving never tastes so good. And treat yourself for a limited time with a warm holiday McCafe drink, peppermint mocha, or white chocolate mocha. Stop by any of your area McDonald's in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and Two in Rolla.
It's been another tough week for President Obama. Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Did you see this yesterday at Nelson Mandela's memorial service? Two things. One is he came under fire. He shook hands with Cuba's communist leader, Raul Castro. People are like, why would you want to be seen with that guy? And then Castro was like, I didn't. But all of a sudden, he was shaking my hand. I didn't know what to do. What am I going to say? No. He just came up. I just shook his hand. Obamacare, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's some good stuff right there. That's funny every day of the week, isn't it? It's still funny. Yeah, it happened a while back, and it's still funny. Anyways, back in the Dave Weinbaum Show, you want to call the show, 364-0800, or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
Would you rather be happy or right? Think about it. Okay, so your wife tells you something, and you disagree with her. All right, you know you're right. She doesn't know because they all think they're right all the time, you see. And so, so what do you do? Are you happy just to go along and say, yes, dear? I mean, does that, I mean, and she's wrong yet. I mean, and you know she's wrong. You, can you stomach that? Can you actually be happy doing that? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
What's that? We got a bad connection or what? All right, call back, bad connection here. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Ken from Rolla.
Hi, Ken. What's going on, man?
Basically, I think Obama's he's basically a walking time, you know, time bomb. He's waiting for one key thing. He's waiting for a couple things. He's waiting for America to go into total chaotic state so he can declare martial law. He's doing the same things Hitler did. Gun control and government control of health care. He even admitted, I can't be a dictator right now. You remember when he said that? I can't be a dictator.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if you read my column, I'm slowly coming to that conclusion that we're just not going to have civil disobedience in this country because of how personal health care is. This guy's making stuff seem like there's going to be a civil war, and I even mentioned the martial law.
Exactly.
And you read my column on DaveWeinbaum.com, and you know, tell me what you think. Write to me. Tell me what you think. All right.
I'll do that.
All right, thanks, pal. Have a great New Year's, by the way. That's Ken from Rolla. If you want to call the show and be a star like Ken, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So we've got this thing that is so awful, and this is not, you know, you think, well, it's the top 2% that are going to get nailed. The middle class, people making 50 grand a year, 60 grand a year. If, you know, you have it above 50 or 60 grand, I forget exactly what it is, but you don't get subsidies. You don't get subsidies, and the thing's going to cost you a ton of money more, plus your deductibles go up. It's ridiculous. And besides which, you can't even get the darn stuff. Now he's telling insurance companies, well, maybe, you know, if you enroll but you don't pay. I mean, this is a death spiral. You know, you won't feel the rates this year, but come 2015, those rates are going to, you think they're high now? Oh, my goodness. And furthermore, they've got a deal with these insurance companies. The deal is, and this is a deal made with the devil, you know, everybody hates the insurance companies? Right. Well, they're in on this, too. They have agreed to make up any deficits that the insurance companies show, any loss. They're guaranteed a profit in this deal. And where the heck do you think that money's going to come from, Lieber? Where do you think that money's going to come up to make up that money to the insurance companies?
From my pocketbook.
That's right. It's coming from the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And you see the economy, you see the numbers. They don't have enough money to do that. So, everybody, is Harry Reid right? Do we all want a tax increase like Harry Reid thinks we do? And willing to pay another? There are so many taxes upon so many taxes in this thing, and it's all about buying people, you know, free, oh, birth control, abortions. It's about freebies for other people. Yeah, it's redistribution of wealth. It's stealing from some people to give it to others. And it's wrong. Only 35% of Americans believe that Obamacare is a good thing, and I believe that these people haven't experienced anyone that sees what's happening. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lloyd. I'm calling from St. James.
Hi, Lloyd. What's going on, man?
You know, I'll be honestly straightforward. The Obamacare, don't hear me out before anything. The Obamacare, okay. I think it's good because the American people are going to wake up. They're going to realize we need to get a good conservative Republican. There's a lot of folks I know that, you know, that extra 260, 250, you know, depending on what type of plan, they're still hooked, Mr. Weinbaum. They're still hooked that it's free. Because you remember a few years back, this is all supposed to be free and universal. Now these folks are realizing, whoa, hold on now, I got to pay this?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're signing up and they're seeing that. And just, I have health care. I work at Fort Linwood. Thank God I got a good job. My personal health care plan that I have for my family went up $63 per paycheck.
Yeah.
$63. And, I, oh, my God, I can't believe what's going to happen in 2015, but I know it's going to, we keep going this route. folks, we got to get somebody in there that, hey, first we got to buy car insurance, now health insurance. All these folks are going to realize, and they're starting to, I got to pay this $250, this $300. Well, hold on now. The deductible is a $6,000 deductible.
That's
what
right.
Does that mean?
Exactly.
What does that mean? Well, you got to meet $6,000 before anybody pays anything. They're like, oh my God.
People aren't even thinking about that. They're just saying, well, so what, the premium is going up a couple of bucks. Well, they might have a $2,000 deductible now. Well, $6,000 deductible, hello, that's in the bronze plan, I believe, the worst plan they got. That's $4,000 more bucks out of your pocket.
$6,000. Folks, I mean, I go to the doctors twice a year to the VA.
Right.
My wife maybe once a year for her checkup. My son, of course, once a year. We would never, never in a year's time, could never come close to being $6,000. Don't folks realize this? I mean, truly, why? This got to be put out because these ones and two folks that I know, you know, they're buying it. My wife knows, and they're just realizing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I got to meet this.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. This is a serious deal. This is personal. It's everybody's health care. And those that have pre-existing conditions, yeah, you get covered. But you know what? They're going to tell you, well, we don't want to see you right now. Maybe
exactly.
In about 5 months, and you might have a critical thing, or you might be, you know,
exactly.
Getting chemotherapy or radiation treatment and need it.
Exactly. And I have no idea. I appreciate you putting it out there because $6,000, folks, realize $6,000.
Yeah.
You go to the doctors, you know, not you, Ms. Wamba, but just a general question. Folks, do you go to the doctors? Do you think, some, you know, possibly do cancer, God forbid, you know, et cetera, but just a normal young person who they're counting on, the normal young people ain't going to buy into this.
Heck no.
They're not, there's no way they're going to buy into it.
No.
There's no way.
Yeah.
So, like you said,
all right, Lloyd.
You know, I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, man, you have a happy new year. Thanks for the call. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
So we're going to be taking a break shortly, but not right away. You know, we got this... You know, because of all this, because of Obamacare, and people now are just finding out, the Democrats now who have all these cronies of Obama, all these people that the sycophants that have been out there, the senators, parroting these lies about... If you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your plan, you can keep him. It's going to be cheaper. They've all been out there like little parrots out there repeating that stuff. Well, they got them on tape, guess what? And Republicans are going to be playing this back all over the place starting very soon because the campaigns for 2014 are beginning right now. And it's only, 10 months until November. And, we have a good chance... as Lloyd pointed out, that we have a good chance of taking back the Senate and expanding ourselves in the House. And the Democrats, how are they going to vote if we repeal it? Are these guys going to stand for this loser? Are these guys going to stand up and defy the American people when there's only 35% that support Obamacare and that number is dropping like a rock? I don't think so. I think the Democrats are going to kill themselves. They're going to kill themselves for this 2016 presidential race. Yeah, Hillary's a shoo-in for that to be the candidate right now. I don't see any challengers. But remember, she is the mother of health care. She tried it way back in the 90s, and it failed. Failed to pass. It dissipated. But she's one of those that she's going to have a tough time untying herself from the Obama administration on this. So, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
We have a bulletin about liberal talk show radio that I think you'll be real interested in. I was just stunned by this, and we're going to talk about that after the break. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hey Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them. Does your trip to the dentist office sound like this? If so, it's time to come see the friendly staff at Forum Dental, where they make dentistry simple and fun. Forum Dental is committed to patient satisfaction and high-quality dental care. So come to Forum Dental, where they do it all, from teeth cleaning and whitening to bridges and crowns and so much more. At Forum Dental, they make every dental experience a pleasant one. Forum Dental, working together to be better. Visit their website at forumdental.com.
Hi, this is Matt from Matt's Steakhouse. Come pick out a good wine, enjoy a great steak, raise a glass, and celebrate with friends and family. Did you know that Missouri is home to more than 90 wineries? Our new retail wine space will feature many of these great Missouri wines. Enjoy a bottle with dinner, take a bottle home, or purchase a gift for a friend. Whatever your wine needs, we've got you covered. Stop by and see us at Matt's Steakhouse, exit 189 off of I-44, 573-364-1220.
It's the Chevy Holiday Sales Event going on now at Fairground Auto Plaza. Get the best prices of the year on select models of new 2014 Chevy. Like a new 2014 Chevy Cruze LS for just $17,754. Over $1,500 savings. Or a new 2014 Chevy Traverse. MSRP is $31,670. But you pay just $29,088. See dealer for complete details. Chevy is giving the joy of savings with the Holiday Sales Event going on now till December 31st at Fairground Auto Plaza. Stop by 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla or online at fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, buy new road.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6900.
I don't care about, you know, pandering to the left or the right. I care about protecting my audience. And my boss, Roger Ailes, pays me a decent amount of money to go out there and ask questions because he thinks that I know the questions my audience wants answers to.
What was your last heated exchange where it got testy?
I would say Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel came on the show. He tried to blame the failed rollout of healthcare.gov on Fox News. This is like a little off point. Yeah. I don't think we were responsible for that.
Yeah. Congressional approval is what, 6%?
Yeah.
So that means even Congress doesn't approve of Congress when it's that low.
Right. Good point.
And literally.
Congress has a lower approval rating than cockroaches and hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
First of all, hemorrhoids apparently have an approval rating. Some people approve. So there's that.
And a cockroach with hemorrhoids.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's
the word. Like, wow.
Yeah. Megyn Kelly, shining star on Fox News, who now has a main primetime show. I believe it's 8 o'clock our time. Actually, she moved in on Hannity, and Hannity has the hour after her. And she's good. I mean, did you ever watch her, Lee? Do you ever watch
Megyn Kelly? Yeah, I like her.
She's an ex-lawyer, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a good-looking gal. She's smart. She's funny. She's bright. And she's a great interviewer. She's tough. I mean, she nailed this guy, Ezekiel Emanuel. That's the guy that was on Chris Wallace's show, too, who also nailed him. Why would they put a guy like Ezekiel Emanuel, who comes off like a mad scientist and is a lot stupider than he thinks he is? He thinks he's really bright. You know, you can tell these guys, and then these are the kind of good people that are going to be sitting on these death panels. Nah, we don't need these. He's too old. He's, you know, we don't need that. This Lieber guy, he's got a condition. No, he can wait 10 months. You know, we don't have to pay for him. This is how they're going to save money in this plan too, guys. They're going to sacrifice people. And just maybe if you think about it, you know, if you're one of these are the people that send the IRS out to hassle Tea Partiers and things like that, and they got the NSA, they got all our phone numbers, they got all our phone records. So, you know, do you trust these people? No. Anyways, I promised you a news flash, but before I say that, if you want to call the show, 364-0800
or star KTGR on your AT&T cell phone.
So we've got a newsflash here, and that is that liberal talk radio is dead. It's dead. It's amazing. This was a blurb, unless it's inaccurate. It was in the Drudge Report. In San Francisco, L.A., New York City, they are dropping all liberal talk show hosts. People like Ed Schultz, Alan Colmes, Bill Press, Randy Rhodes, Stephanie Miller. They will be gone in 2014. And they're going to be replaced by, some will have music formats, but others, Limbaugh, Hannity, Weinbaum, maybe I'll be up there. You never know. What do you think? You think I could do it?
No.
Why? Why couldn't I do it?
You haven't got time.
No, let's say I had the time.
Okay.
Let's say I retired.
Oh, I suppose you could do it. I mean, you know, they're all a bunch of blabbermouths anyway.
Is that what you really think?
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm a blabbermouth?
No, you're not a blabbermouth, but you know, just kind of go on and on.
You're very encouraging.
No, I mean, you do a great job. I mean, you know, 5 years of high ratings. We're very proud of that here at Results Radio, KGTR. Right. But
so why couldn't that be?
But from my standpoint, just from a personal standpoint, it just really gets boring.
If I can, well, from your standpoint,
I mean, I like you. He's a nice guy.
The only thing that's exciting to you is Danica Patrick,
well,
apparently.
What to tell you?
Yeah, you're not into politics.
I'm not.
Politics is a lot of people's passion.
I'm not into redundancy. I like politics, but this is over.
You know, it's okay to be redundant as long as you don't repeat yourself.
That's true.
You knew that, don't you?
Shecky.
All right. So, anyways, Lee doesn't think I could do it, and I've had a lot of people tell me I couldn't do stuff over the years.
You could do it. It's just like,
would I want to? That's a question. Yeah, I like it here. You know. I like it here. I'm loyal here. And, you know, it's going to get better here. Maybe,
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So, you never know. Maybe.
I think your place is here.
Maybe more time. Does somebody have a place? I mean, do you have...
I think there's a comfort zone. For instance, I like what I do here because I'm in a comfort zone. If I was in St. Louis or I was in Kansas City or Washington, wherever it may be, somebody would be dictating a little bit more about what I was supposed to do.
Oh.
They give me a rather free rein here at the radio station.
Oh, okay.
And I enjoy that, and I think the same applies to you. If you went to a CNN, Fox, wherever, there would be some reins put in on you.
You know what? I wouldn't want to do TV.
To a certain extent.
Although, I've done a little bit of it, you know. I wouldn't want to do it because... to sit hours and makeup and hair. Yeah.
A lot of those reasons.
Yeah.
But I love radio. That's why I love radio.
Absolutely.
You know,
I never knew I could do this. Mm-hmm. Believe me, this was the scariest thing. Well, I think stand-up comedy was the scariest thing I've ever done.
Yeah, that would be
but
tough.
This is the second scariest thing I've ever done. To go on radio.
Really?
I used to be scared to death to do this. I used to do those 2-minute commercials. I mean, it just goes to show you get to, it's sort of like a bucket list thing. Can you do this? You're sort of like challenging yourself. And, your life is going away pretty soon, you know? I mean, let's face it.
Sure. Well, somebody told me once, if you're not a little bit afraid or you're not a little bit nervous, then you're really not doing much of a job.
Or if you're not, if you don't face your fears, you're just wasting your life away.
I agree with that completely.
You know, you might as well pack it in. Okay, you're going to sit around and just sit around for the rest of your life, basically. Yeah, I mean, you enjoy your grandkids and all that stuff, but I don't know. It's kind of, I think it's kind of neat that the grandkids get to see grandpa out there doing stuff and trying stuff.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
I think that's the best example you can leave your the best inheritance you can leave your children is the example you set in life. How's that one?
I couldn't agree more.
There you go.
Thanks. Very, very well done.
All right, anyways, getting back to this, Lib Talk Radio is dead. It's incredible. They're all gone. You know, it doesn't sell. Nobody wants to listen to that garbage. You don't want to listen to lies. People don't understand, and it never did sell, even before people knew Obama was lying. Their ratings suck. So now we're back to NPR, and maybe the government's going to try to shove these people, like Obamacare, down our throats, which is their inclination, it seems to me, is to shove very unpopular things down our throats. And, this is getting to be, Putin, the head of the Soviet Union, basically, Russia, which used to be the biggest communist country in the world, he's jealous. He doesn't believe Obama's getting away with all this stuff. He'd like to get away with all this stuff. They're making Putin look like he's a conservative. Do you realize that? Incredible. Anyways, all right, let's get on to some other stuff. You know, let's talk about Obama's foreign policy. Whatever you can think about what his foreign policy is, there's no consistency. He's out there putting out fires, and they're not even consistent with how they put out the fires. You got foes and friends alike that can't rely on Obama and how he does things. You got we won in Iraq. We had the thing tied down. We had a deal that we were going to keep support troops in there, and yet he pulled them all out. Now you got Al Qaeda back there with 40 to 45 suicide bombs a month. And they're slowly or quickly coming into it. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey Dave, this is Bob calling from Cuba, Missouri.
Senator Bob, are you running?
No.
Hey,
I wanted to comment on some of the things you were going over earlier about Obamacare and all
sure.
the things that the liberal Democrats are doing. All this stuff, you know, it's nothing new. This is people like me and you and a few other people have known it's going to happen forever. Obama told us. You know, they had him on tape saying out in San Francisco he's going to take our nation single payer. The Republicans, they have a problem with PR. I don't think they're ever going to be able to have the PR on TV to do what they need to do. They need to have something on the internet because you got to deal with the liberal media. But they've got to change their tone. They got to quit fighting amongst themselves. And I hope if we learn anything, the last election, you know, in the primary, me and you had this conversation about Mitt Romney with money. Well, we found out that money isn't the most important thing. You got to have money to run a campaign, but most importantly, you got to have somebody that's willing to stand up and fight.
That's it. You got it, Bob. You have to get in their face. They're going to call.
Exactly,
they're going
right.
to blame you for killing some old lady and making her die of cancer. You got to get in their face. And he just said, and Benghazi during the debates, he sort of crawled up into a fetal position. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Man, he had Obama to the point he's able to push him over the cliff.
Yes.
He didn't do it. You know,
we have a saying in the restaurant business from our founder. You know, if your competition is dying, is drowning, shove a hose down their throats. Now that's a little nasty, and that's, you know, 1950s kind of stuff. But I mean, you gotta clinch the victory, for goodness sakes. You got a guy down, you don't let him up again.
Nope, I agree 100%.
They understand that. Why don't we?
You know, we understand it, but apparently we don't. We have people like, you know, John McCain and people like that are Republicans only at the time of the election.
Yep.
You know. And they need to be ran out of, you know. If not, we need to have an independent candidate.
How much does it take us to learn that we've had two of these rhinos run for president, and the only bright light during those elections was Sarah Palin, who, if she ran, I believe she could win even today. Even the fact that they've destroyed her, and they got conservatives believing that she's, you know, inept, but she's not.
I mean,
it's incredible. She's been the subject of one of the worst propaganda campaigns ever. You know why? Because they're scared to death of her. Hey, listen, Bobby, I got another caller. So you have a great New Year's, and thanks for calling. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Bill. I'm calling from Salem.
Hi, Bill. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, what I'm calling about is how is that bipartisan bill going to affect us disabled veterans?
From what I understand, they're cutting your pensions. I don't know about disability payments, but I understand the pensions are going to be cut.
Well, what about the disability pensions?
I don't know. That I don't know. You have to. Why don't you Google it? You got a computer?
Yeah. Well, I heard that after us disabled veterans reach full retirement age, they're going to completely discontinue that. If we draw Social Security.
You know what? I don't know. But I was pretty shocked that the one thing they would cut was veterans' pensions. I mean, and you had idiots like McCain vote for it.
I know.
Well, what's wrong with this guy? What's he thinking?
Well, if it wasn't for us veterans, they wouldn't have a damn job anyway.
They wouldn't have a country.
That's true.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for your service. And if you find out, let us know, okay? All right. Anyways, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
And we still have plenty to go. Believe me, what do I got here? Oh, man. You know, speeders in Florida are getting something special these days. And it's a good thing, not a bad thing. You got Bernie Goldberg stealing my material for my last column. Bernie Goldberg, guy goes on, he goes on Fox a lot and Bill O'Reilly and stuff like that. He has actually quoted me once on HBO when he was on that sports show. And, but he used my name.
He still is.
Is he?
Still does
sports.
Right.
Well, he actually quoted
me. I like him
me.
A lot.
Oh, I do too. I do too. But it's interesting how they steal from you. It's just really interesting. Happens to me a lot. Anyways, we're going to be right back. KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Houck Drive in Rolla.
Life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game. Every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
Lee's favorite Al Pacino clip. He just loves it. He was here mouthing it as Al Pacino was saying.
I do love it.
It is good. You were kind of mocking it, though, weren't you?
Well, I was, but now I'm kind of into it.
All right, well, you get I think it's a good time of the show to play that.
I'm mellow.
You know, people are a little mellow right now, and I want to fire them up, for goodness sakes. You know, this ain't going to happen, as people were saying on the phone. This is not going to happen with us sitting around and moaning about what candidate we've got and sitting on our hands and all that stuff. Victories often occur when you see no way to succeed, but refuse to give up anyways. And that's crawling for inches, crawling for blades of grass, getting every advantage possible, paying attention all the time, focusing on what you need to do. Hi there. Oh, I scared the caller.
Well,
you're on? Okay, hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling
Dave
from?
Dave Weinbaum. I love your program. I listen to it every week.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
He even called the office, and I told him you've got to extend his show.
That a girl.
It's not enough.
Thank you.
But if you don't get rid of that Robert De Niro, I'm going to scream, and you're going to hear me all the way from Dixon.
Robert De Niro?
Al Pacino.
That was Al Pacino.
Okay. I'm sorry of that. I'm sorry, Mr. White.
Well, you know what? The NFL season is ending, so we're probably going to get rid of it pretty soon.
I hope so. And
you
I
don't like it. That? How come?
I hope it gets lost. Well, it loses its effect when it's week after week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Lee's in your camp, so.
Yeah, I was pumped first time I heard it. I thought, man, I might even watch that movie, and I hate football. But after 100 times, no.
All right, well, maybe I'll take it off next week.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thanks. Concerned caller, a great fan, and she wants me to cut it, and I listen to my callers. Somebody's sneaking in here.
That was Tanya dropping off a little card for you.
Oh, really? Oh, cute. Tanya has a little card for me. Don't tell my girlfriend about this. Well, I'm sure is not listening.
Well, you really don't know.
Right, Lisa Ann?
You know her girlfriend's last name. So.
I know her last name. Strauser. Strasser, not Strasberg. Strasser. Sounds like, German. Mm. Like Lieutenant
Strasser, step forward, please.
Yes, show me your papers. Anyways, we got 4 minutes left. Lee can't count. It says 5 minutes. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T cell phone.
You know, I got people out there that are spreading the show because I put something, put blurbs on Facebook and I put blurbs on Twitter. And people that are back in the show, Catherine Stanislawski. That's another word to say. Mm-hmm. She's out there pushing the show and listening to it. And Lisa Ann Strauser, my girlfriend, my wonderful girlfriend, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm in good shape now because I didn't screw up her name and I said nice things about her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Don Lynn Turnbull, who's on Facebook, and she's also a radio host up in the D.C. area. Pucci Laveau. How's that for a name? P-U-C-C-I Laveau, who is on Facebook as well as on Twitter. She's always pushing my stuff out there. And the Barbie Twins. Did I tell you about the Barbie Twins?
Yeah.
And a guy named Jonathan Honig, who is on Fox Business. He owns a company called CapitalistPig.com.
I've seen him.
Yeah, he's a neat guy. I don't know why. He likes my stuff. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from St. James.
What's wrong with you? You only called with 3 minutes left?
Oh, I've called four times today. This crazy cell phone of mine. I'm going to call every time you answer the phone and it's going static. You know, nobody there. It was me.
Oh, is that you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's pay your bill, Kevin. Right. Come on. Pay your bill.
You're better to be right as long as it's honest and be happy. And the other thing is, just want to wish everybody a happy New Year's and hope that they get everything they want.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your participation in the show, and I appreciate your friendship. And I wish you the best for you and your family. Great New Year's, and hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Hey, you too. I know you don't celebrate Christmas, but
I kind of half celebrate.
Well, I just hope the holiday season's treating you well.
It was good.
And all that, but
I'm usually depressed around the holiday season, but this year was mitigated by a lot of good stuff.
I appreciate you letting me call into your show, and I appreciate all the hate that everybody shows towards me after I call into your show.
I'm sure you do.
I do. It doesn't bother me one bit because I'm getting out my voice as well.
It's all right. I want to hear what you got to say because you know you are the spokesperson in the Midwest for the Obama administration.
Well, I'm not just spokesman for the Obama administration.
I promoted you. No, you are. All right, listen. I got to get off. Next week, get a good phone and call earlier, will you? All right, take care, Kevin. Thank you. That was Kevin from St. James. Thank you very much. The resident liberal on the Dave Weinbaum Show, although I won more, you know. See, I get along with Kevin. you know, and we don't agree on hardly anything. What is that? If you want to be
Jimmy Soul for you. You want to be happy for the rest of your life?
All right. So
remember, if you lock the dog in the trunk.
Yeah, what?
Or if you lock your wife in the trunk, which one would be glad to see you?
Well, that's a good point right there.
The dog.
But you know, wives are more intelligent. You see, they know what you've done. They know, and they resent it, and they remember.
I think they make
they don't forget anything. Women don't forget anything, do they?
No.
I mean, nothing. Nada. You know, it's interesting. I still got plenty, so much more stuff.
I know.
Bernie Goldberg stole some of my stuff from a column. Isn't that something? You know, he said in his column, now I had a column about Obamacare, like it's, you know, the movie. And I compared it to The Blob. That was my last column last week. This week, old Bernie Goldberg is saying Obamacare is still out there looking like a monster in a sci-fi movie. I mean, come on, Bernie. What's up with that? How about give me some credit? Yeah, I took this from Dave Weinbaum. Ah, it's all right. I like Bernie Goldberg. He's quoted me before in HBO. And that's fine. You know, I don't mind. Anyhow, this has been a raucous show. Love the callers. And, you know, this is not this is vacation time. People aren't generally home, much less calling the show. So I appreciate that. And I want to thank you all. Hope you had a great Christmas, and I hope you're going to have a wonderful New Year's. And I hope once we get Obamacare repealed, which I believe the president is doing right now, he's picking it apart, you know, moving things back. I mean, it's almost like he's repealing it on his own. Anyways, we are going to be back next week. Thank you, callers. Thank you, sponsors. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla, KTTR-AM Rolla.